Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. If you are joining us for the first time, you are welcome. This is High Voltage Prophetic Midnight Prayer Meeting. This program comes between the hour of 12 midnight and 1 a.m. Well, thank God for what the Lord has been using this program to do in the life of people. Today is the 29th day of the month of August. You can see that the August is about to wind up. But I know that before we see the end of this month, all blessings that belong to you shall be released into your hand. All breakthrough that belong to you shall be released into your hand. I want you to reply me by saying a very resounding amen. I decree that before this month ends, the testimony of come and celebrate shall be released into your life. Before this month ends, God will raise a voice that will speak for you where your destiny matters. Before this month ends, the Almighty God will connect you to destiny helpers. Before this month ends, God Almighty will give you a new song to sing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, God has been working wonders. I will thank God for a lot of testimony that we have received. We have received a lot of testimony. I've been reading a lot of testimony forwarded across to us. In fact, it has been loaded. God has been doing great work. God has been doing mighty work. God has been doing super work. God has been so faithful. God has been so great. Look at, I was reading one of canceling of debt. Oh, it's very great. Somebody received a promotion, and then they are already packaging everything. You know, he has not even resumed the next office, and many things have been attached to be given to him even before resumption. This is just awesome. This is just awesome. God has been doing wonderful, great thing. What of a woman that they said, oh, that what she carries is a fibroid, and all the while the Lord was telling her this is not fibroid, and by the special grace of God she gave birth and she brought the child to come and see me on Thursday. God has been doing great work. This is God. They can only be God. This can only be God. Appreciate him wherever you are and lift him up. 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 We lift him up. Lift him up. Thank him. Thank him. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. Aha. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Ah, you are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be adored. You are worthy to be lifted high. We bless your name. We worship you. We adore your name. This can only be you, Lord. Thank you for all the testimony we have received. We bless your name, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to join me as we sing this song together.
Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Mighty warrior, great in battle. Jehovah is your name. Unto the Lord be thou glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be thou glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be thou glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be thou glory, great things he has done. Great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be thou glory, great things he has done. Hallelujah. I see somebody there. God is putting on you the garment of prosperity. There's another fellow here. God has broken the yoke of singlehood in your life. And very soon you are going to be connected to your destiny life partner. There's another fellow in this place.
I can see the enemy has been working hard against you. But now the fire of God is setting the enemy ablaze. There is another person here. That very particular project that you are about to start, the Lord said, I should tell you that it has gone ahead of you to make way, to make a way for you, and you are going to have testimony. Aha! There are 7 prayer points we are going to pray, and I want you to pray very well. Say every negative prophecy against my destiny. Lose your power in the name of Jesus. Every negative prophecy against my destiny. Lose your power. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Say, power of God, be released into my body in the name of Jesus. Power of God, be released into my body in the name of Jesus. Power of God, be released into my body in the name of Jesus. Power of God, be released into my body in the name of Jesus. Power of God, be released into my body in the name of Jesus. Power of God, be released into my body in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, every yoke of affliction in my foundation, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of affliction in my foundation, break, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of affliction in my foundation, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of affliction in my foundation, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of affliction in my foundation, break, break, break in Jesus' name we pray. Say this one loud and clear. Say, every covenant arrangement against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every covenant arrangement against my destiny, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every covenant arrangement against my destiny, scatter by fire in Jesus' name. We pray, any power mentioning my name in the covenant, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any power mentioning my name in the covenant, yeah, 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 in Jesus' name. We pray, say, any power using the hours of the night to oppress me, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to oppress me, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to oppress me, yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, demonic resistance to my prayers, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Demonic resistance to my prayers, yeah, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any power assigned to trouble my life, there in the name of Jesus. Any power assigned to trouble my life, there in the name of Jesus. Any power assigned to trouble my life, there, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Aha, this is wonderful now. Aha, say, every demonic reinforcement against my life, be broken in the name of Jesus. Every demonic reinforcement against my life, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. Every demonic reinforcement against my life, be broken by fire in the name of Jesus. Every demonic reinforcement against my life, be broken by fire in the name of Jesus. Every demonic enforcement and reinforcement against my life, be broken, be broken, be broken in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. Beloved, today we shall be starting another series of lectures, and I want you to be very attentive. You know, few days now, the month of August will be over, and we shall start the month of Ember month. And I'm praying for somebody here that every tragedy programmed against any one of you, programmed against you or your family, programmed against me and my family, I command that tragedy to backfire to the sender in the name of Jesus. They shall backfire to the sender. They shall backfire to the sender. They shall backfire to the sender. They shall backfire. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'll be talking on dealing with blockages at the edge of miracle. When a miracle is about to take place, a testimony is about to manifest, a breakthrough is about to appear, then one blockage or the other appears, and it's all in that it to the extent that that miracle is not realized, that breakthrough is not realized, that testimony is not realized. Why are the blockages at the edge of miracle? Why are the blockages after you have done all you can do, and everything has been settled. Why blockage or blockages when the breakthrough is near? Why blockages at the point that you have concluded that things have been settled? All that you are expecting is good news. Why that kind of blockage? That is what we are about to deal with. And I want you to be very aggressive, because this is affecting a lot of people and it has become a thing of concern. Many pray, many fasted, but they notice that these blockages will always repeat itself when the harvest is close, always repeat itself when miracle is about to be realized, always repeat itself when expectation is about to be sure, always repeat itself when breakthrough is about to manifest. Why this kind of blockage? Where is it coming from? Is it going to be like this forever? Am I going to be experiencing a blockage at the entrance of miracles? Am I going to be experiencing a blockage at the manifestation of testimony? Why is the spirit of peace God? Why is it coming? What is the reason for this? Can this continue? Why is projects that need to have manifested and be approved and be given to me, why is it being stagnated? We need to break that spirit. There's a spirit that is involved, and we must be violent against that spirit. God has promised us that he will perfect all that concerns us. Psalm 138 verse 8. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endure forever. Forsake not the work of thy hands. That is the promise of God. He said when he starts a thing, he will perfect it. Why has my own not been perfected? Why is it like this? Why have I not seen a good thing that the Lord have said? There must be something in place. And we are going to address it in this series. That is why in this series, you must not miss it at all. You must take every measure you can take to make sure that you observe or you get this series and pray the prayers we are going to release in this series. It's a very series that is necessary for every one of us, especially those who are born again and they are still being stagnated at the point of miracle. They are still being stagnated at the point of manifestation of testimony. We are going to really walk and fight against this. The Bible says, right from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent taken it by force. When we are talking about blockages, we are talking about something that is hindering you from getting a solution, an hindrance to a breakthrough, an hindrance to a testimony, an hindrance to a manifestation of God's purpose, an hindrance to the release of the blessing you have dreamt about, something standing against your angel of blessing, something appearing like a wall of Jericho, an hindrance to your promised land, an obstacle to the manifestation of God's plan. That is a blockage. And when a blockage has been designed in the kingdom of darkness against someone and is now appearing at the edge of breakthrough, it's appearing at the edge that you have put all effort together, it must not be taken lightly. It must be confronted. It must be silenced. It must be buried. That is why we are here. I pray that every blockage that has been designed against your life, designed against your destiny, may the blockage be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Every roadblock to your destiny manifestation, may the angel of God clear the road up, hold up in the name of Jesus Christ. The roadblock shall be removed. The bulldozer of heaven shall destroy every blockage mounted against your success, mounted against your breakthrough, mounted against your testimony, in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. Thank you, Father. I'm going to stop here, but we'll continue from here tomorrow. Bring out a bottle of oil and a bottle of water. If you have a bottle of oil, okay, if you don't have, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father will present to you this bottle of oil and the bottle of water. Let the power that destroy blockages, power that destroy the yoke of darkness, power that destroy strong man at the edge of breakthrough, let that power enter into this water. Let that power enter into this oil. Let the blood of Jesus move into this oil. Let this oil become the oil of power, the oil of fire, the oil of deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Leko prakonzo to yemopia and di romos kempiaro ko resente leko prakatalakai. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Now get ready now. We are in this series. It's a very deep series. And it can take us for about 3, 4, 5 days. But if I were you, I will make sure I get all the voice audios of this series together. And it's going to be of help to you, of help to your friends, so that you can go over and pray the prayers. After this series, all blockages at the entrance of your manifestation, all blockages at the entrance of your testimony, all blockages at the entrance of your good news, all blockages at the manifestation of your harvest, the blockages shall be bulldozed and be completely removed and be buried in the name of Jesus Christ. And if there is a strong man that has assumed to be a blockage, may that strong man be buried like Goliath in the name of Jesus Christ. Get ready as we are going to pray now. Put that oil. Drink a little of the oil. If it's water you have, drink a little of the water. And you are going to shout loud and clear. Say, every internal Goliath standing against my next level, in the name of Jesus, every internal Goliath standing against my next level, in the name of Jesus, every internal Goliath standing against my next level, in the name of Jesus, every internal Goliath standing against my next level, in the name of Jesus, every internal Goliath standing against my next level, in Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil now and anoint your head. You shout loud and clear. Say, every covenant of failure attached to my glory, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of failure attached to my glory, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of failure attached to my glory, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of failure attached to my glory, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of failure attached to my glory, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of failure attached to my glory, break in Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest and pray this one very well. Say, every incision programmed into my body that is limiting my life, in the name of Jesus. Every incision programmed into my body that is limiting my life, in the name of Jesus. Every incision programmed into my body that is limiting my life, in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your stomach area a little and shout this one loud and clear. Say, evil hand on my body, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand on my body, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand on my body, wither, 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 wither. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two hands and say, my hands receive power to make it. My hands receive power to succeed. My hand receive power to make progress in the name of Jesus. Anoint your two legs. Say, my legs receive power to move forward in the name of Jesus. My legs receive power to dominate in the name of Jesus. My legs receive power to take me to the land of fulfillment in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now put the oil down. As we pray these three prayer points aggressively, you will shout as if you have never shouted before. Say very well. Say, every household wickedness monitoring my progress in life, in the name of Jesus. Every household wickedness monitoring my progress in life, in the name of Jesus. Every household wickedness monitoring my progress in life, in the name of Jesus. Every household wickedness monitoring my progress in life. Dear, in Jesus' name, pray. Number two, pray it very well. Say, familiar spirit assigned to monitor my life. In the name of Jesus, familiar spirit assigned to monitor my life. In the name of Jesus, familiar spirit assigned to monitor my life. In the name of Jesus, familiar spirit assigned to monitor my life. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number three. Say, any power that vow I will not make progress in life, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus, any power that vow I will not make progress in life, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus, any power that vow I will not make progress in life, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus, any power that vow I will not make progress in life, you are a liar. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody may need to repeat this prayer for the next few minutes so that you can get this breakthrough in full. I pray for somebody here. As you have connected to us today, it shall be a beginning of a multiple miracles in your life in Jesus' name. And I pray on your prayer requests, God will answer them by fire. The way I have been reading testimony forwarded to me throughout today, throughout yesterday, throughout day before yesterday, I am praying also that your testimony will be included in the name of Jesus Christ. God shall promote your destiny. God shall lift you up. God shall promote your family. Oh, God shall fight for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I stand against any kind of sickness programmed into your body to waste your life. Any sickness programmed to kill you, may that sickness die in the name of Jesus. I command you on sick bed, rise up and begin to walk. I command you tied that is tied now, let that rope that tie you down break. Every evil rope that tie your children down, I break the rope in the name of Jesus Christ, and I command your children to be released in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. I prophesy to the life of those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, the Holy Ghost will overshadow you, and there will be supernatural conception that will bring testimony into your hand. I'm telling you something very, very unique. By this time next year, you are going to have twins surrounding you. Mark my word, is the word of the Lord. Twins will be around you. Twins, you'll be carrying twins in your hand. You are coming to celebrate with us because we have carried twins of different people. That the enemy said they can't carry twins. And the enemy said they can't carry even single baby. But today they are carrying even multiple twins. May God give you twins, multiple twins, triplet in the name of Jesus Christ. You are looking for who to get married to. Oh, things have not, they proposed to you, they will not come. No, that yoke has been broken. Every man that proposed to you from now, oh, Rakedo Sokopayakada, anything that wants to send them away from you shall be arrested by fire. And no matter the evil that the enemy has done against you, I destroy it. Any image that come upon you when you are moving closer to breakthrough, that image shall die in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray that those who have come for your property and they are ready to pay, whatever will scare them away from payment, from paying, for making payment, I bind that thing, I cast it into the pit of hell. They shall do the payment this week, and we shall celebrate with you. Thank you, Father. As the oil of favor is coming upon someone today, I can see you dancing. I can see you celebrating. Your celebration will continue. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In case you want to get across to us, just send information to my WhatsApp number. If you have sent it before, I've not read it, resend it again. You know, I'm reading a lot every day, so many of them. But I know God is going to give us grace. Just make sure you resend it across back to us again to this WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festa Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festa Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akela. Make sure you don't miss this series. It's a special series. Vomited and designed by the Holy Ghost to release and to deliver millions of people that are in captivity, that are really in bondage, that the enemy has not allowed to make a breakthrough. I am going to rejoice with you. We are going to rejoice together. God bless you so much. I still remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.